Let's read together Zechariah chapters 7 and 8. In these chapters, we have four messages that were given by Zechariah to the Jews who were rebuilding the temple under the leadership of Zerubbabel. There are two messages in chapter 7 and two messages in chapter 8. Let's begin by reading verses 1 through 3 of chapter 7. Now in the fourth year of King Darius, it came to pass that the word of the Lord came to Zechariah on the fourth day of the ninth month Kislev, when the people sent Sharezer with Regem-Melech and his men to the house of God to pray before the Lord, and to ask the priests who were in the house of the Lord of hosts and the prophets, saying, "Should I weep in the fifth month and fast as I have done for so many years?" Let's consider a few background notes. We see from verses 2 and 3 that the Jews living in Bethel, about 10 to 15 miles away from Jerusalem, sent a delegation to Jerusalem to specifically ask the priests and prophets there if they should continue to keep the fast of the fifth month. It is now 518 BC, and the rebuilt temple would be half completed. The fast of the fifth month was on the ninth of Av, and it commemorated the destruction of Solomon's temple by the Babylonians. The question the delegation from Bethel is asking here is whether they should continue to keep this fast now that the temple is being rebuilt. Well, the priests apparently don't have an answer, but the Lord gives Zechariah the answer. It's not a direct answer, but in these four messages of Zechariah, God exposes the hypocritical hearts of many of the people and shows how different it will be in the future when Messiah's kingdom is set up and there will be no need to fast. Let's move now to our doctrinal teaching points. We will take one doctrinal point for each of the four messages. Each message begins with the words, "The word of the Lord came." So doctrinal point number one, the Lord desires righteousness rather than ritual. The Lord desires righteousness rather than ritual. Verses 4 through 7 of chapter 7. Then the word of the Lord of hosts came to me, saying, "Say to all the people of the land and to the priests, when you fasted and mourned in the fifth and seventh months during those 70 years, did you really fast for me? For me? When you eat and when you drink, do you not eat and drink for yourselves? Should you not have obeyed the words which the Lord proclaimed through the former prophets when Jerusalem and the cities around it were inhabited and prosperous, and the south or Negev and the lowland or the foothills were inhabited?" This is Zechariah's first message, and it is a message of rebuke. The fast of the seventh month, mentioned here in verse 5, was another fast not commanded in the Bible. The Lord rebukes the people in this first message for keeping these fasts, not because the fasts were wrong in themselves, but because for these hypocrites, this was mere ritual. They were not fasting for the Lord. They were just going through religious motions. This was hypocrisy. And the same was true with many of the religious feasts that they were celebrating, as we see in verse 6. They were just eating and drinking for themselves. The Lord was not in it, and their heart was not right. The Lord hates religious hypocrisy, then and today. The Lord desires righteousness rather than ritual. Let me ask you, why do you go to church anyway? Is your heart really in tune with the Lord? And do you really want to worship Him? Or are you bored and weary with divine things? Where is your heart really? The Lord desires righteousness rather than ritual. Doctrinal point number two. The Lord desires compassion rather than oppression. The Lord desires compassion rather than oppression. Verses 8 through 14 of chapter 7. Then the word of the Lord came to Zechariah, saying, "Thus says the Lord of hosts, execute true justice, show mercy and compassion, everyone to his brother. Do not oppress the widow or the fatherless, the alien or the poor. Let none of you plan evil in his heart against his brother." But they refused to heed, shrugged their shoulders, and stopped their ears so that they could not hear. Yes, they made their hearts like flint, refusing to hear the law and the words which the Lord of hosts had sent by his Spirit through the former prophets. Thus great wrath came from the Lord of hosts. Therefore it happened that just as he proclaimed and they would not hear. So they called out, and I would not listen, says the Lord of hosts. But I scattered them among the nations which they had not known. Thus the land became desolate after them, so that no one passed through or returned, for they made the pleasant land desolate. This is Zechariah's second message, and it is a message of repentance. Not only were many of the people just going through religious motions when they fasted, but they were also falling back into their old ways of not carrying out social justice and not showing mercy and compassion to the poor and needy. Why, that's exactly why God had sent them into captivity for 70 years, as we see there in verse 14. Remember, God had sent many pre-exilic prophets to them with warnings and predictions of that coming captivity. But the people did not listen. They shrugged their shoulders at God. Verse 11, think of it. Now, what about this new generation that had returned from captivity? Would they show mercy and compassion for the widows and orphans and those under oppression? Or would they continue in the old ways? And what about us? Do we show compassion for the oppressed? The Lord desires compassion rather than oppression. Doctrine point number 3. The Lord will turn problems into peace. The Lord will turn problems into peace. Verses 1 through 17 of chapter 8. Again, the word of the Lord of hosts came, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, I am zealous or jealous for Zion with great zeal, and great fervor I am zealous or jealous for her. Thus says the Lord, I will return to Zion and dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. Jerusalem shall be called the city of truth, the mountain of the Lord of hosts, the holy mountain. Thus says the Lord of hosts, old men and old women shall again sit in the streets of Jerusalem, each one with his staff in his hand, because of great age. The streets of the city shall be full of boys and girls playing in the streets. Thus says the Lord of hosts, if it is marvelous in the eyes of the remnant of his people in these days, will it also be marvelous in my eyes, says the Lord of hosts? Thus says the Lord of hosts, behold, I will save my people from the land of the east and from the land of the west. I will bring them back, and they shall dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. They shall be my people, and I will be their God in truth and righteousness. Thus says the Lord of hosts, let your hands be strong, you who have been hearing in these days these words by the mouth of the prophets, who spoke in the day the foundation was laid for the house of the Lord of hosts, that the temple might be built. For before these days there were no wages for man, nor any hire for beast. There was no peace from the enemy for whoever went out or came in, for I set all men, everyone, against his neighbor. But now I will not treat the remnant of this people as in the former days, says the Lord of hosts. For the seed shall be prosperous, the vine shall give its fruit, the ground shall give her increase, and the heavens shall give their due. I will cause the remnant of this people to possess all these, and it shall come to pass that just as you were a curse among the nations, O house of Judah and house of Israel, so I will save you, and you shall be a blessing. Do not fear, let your hands be strong. For thus says the Lord of hosts, just as I determined to punish you when your fathers provoked me to wrath, says the Lord of hosts, and I would not relent, so again in these days I am determined to do good to Jerusalem and to the house of Judah. Do not fear. These are the things you shall do. Speak each man the truth to his neighbor. Give judgment in your gates for truth, justice, and peace. Let none of you think evil in your heart against your neighbor, and do not love a false oath, for all these are things that I hate, says the Lord. This is Zechariah's third message, and it is a message of restoration. It is a message of restoration for the near future and the far future. So in verses 9 through 17 here, the Lord is promising the people immediate blessing. No longer will there be the problems and opposition they faced when they first returned from captivity and started rebuilding the temple, verses 9 and 10. Now the land would be prosperous, and they would be blessed instead of disciplined. All God asks of them was that they practice truth, justice, and peace, verses 16 and 17. All this immediate restoration and blessing anticipated the greater restoration and blessing to come with the Messiah. And that's covered in verses 1 through 8 of the message. Because the Messiah was rejected at his first coming, the complete fulfillment of this prophecy in verses 1 through 8 awaits the second coming of Christ and his millennial kingdom. Then Jerusalem will be called the city of truth and the holy mountain. Verse 3. Then people of all ages will be at peace in the streets of Jerusalem. Verses 4 and 5. That certainly isn't the situation in Jerusalem today. No way. Now we know that this prophecy has not been fulfilled in the past, because verse 7 says that the Lord will bring his people back from the east and the west. The Jews have never returned to Israel from the west until modern times. And this is just the beginning of what will take place in the future. The Lord will turn problems into peace. And doctrine point number 4, the Lord will turn fasts into feasts. The Lord will turn fasts into feasts. Verses 18 through 23 of chapter 8. Then the word of the Lord of hosts came to me, saying, Thus says the Lord of hosts, the fast of the fourth month, the fast of the fifth, the fast of the seventh, and the fast of the tenth shall be joy and gladness and cheerful feasts for the house of Judah. Therefore, love, truth, and peace. Thus says the Lord of hosts, people shall yet come, inhabitants of many cities. The inhabitants of one city shall go to another, saying, Let us continue to go and pray before the Lord and seek the Lord of hosts. I myself will go also. Yes, many peoples and strong nations shall come to seek the Lord of hosts in Jerusalem and to pray before the Lord. Thus says the Lord of hosts, in those days, 10 men from every language of the nations shall grasp the sleeve of a Jewish man, saying, Let us go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. This is the fourth message of Zechariah, and it is a message of rejoicing. Notice that two more fasts are mentioned here in verse 19. The point of the message is that all of these empty fasts will be turned to joyful feasts when the Messiah sets up his kingdom here on this earth. Then there will be no more need to fast. These fasts commemorated events that took place in the past because of their faults and shortcomings. That will all be forgotten with the feasts of the future kingdom. And believers worldwide will come up to Jerusalem to pray and to celebrate. Verses 20 through 22. In that day, Israel will be a channel of blessing for the nations of the world. There will be no anti-Semitism then. Verse 23. What a great day that will be. The original question of the delegation from Bethel has been answered. The Lord will turn fasts into feasts. Now, what about practical application? What seems like a big deal to us is only another day at the office for God. What seems like a big deal to us is only another day at the office for God. That's essentially what verse 6 of chapter 8 means. In other words, don't get the idea that these wonderful prophetic blessings of the future will be hard for God to accomplish. No way. God is God. These predictions may have seemed unbelievably wondrous to them, but not for God. This is the norm for him. How true that is for us today. I trust that your God is not too small. God can do exceedingly above all that we ask or think. Ephesians 3:20. What seems like a big deal to us is only another day at the office for God.